بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعش عن ذكر الرحمن نقيض له شيطانا فهو له قرين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we heard the 25th juz of the Holy Quran today with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One needs to bear in mind that the last few paras of the Holy Quran mainly contain a theme which recurs in these surahs right till the end about qiyamah. So most of these surahs, the main theme is about Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah, about Ma'ad, the hereafter, preparation for the hereafter, the conditions of Qiyamah, Jannat, Jahannam, the torments of Jahannam, resurrection, as we explained the other day. Then there are Dala'il, proofs of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the general themes that are being discussed in the last few paras of the Holy Quran. And most of these surahs, you will find that they are Makki surahs, meaning they were revealed in Makkah. It's a very simple explanation to Makki and Madani surah. There's a detailed explanation regarding that and difference of opinion. But Makki surah, when Rasulullah ﷺ was in Makkah, then most of these surahs and verses were revealed then. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving da'wah to the mushrikeen, inviting them towards deen, iman, Islam. So therefore you'll find many verses talking about the power of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, and also of the people, the nations of the past, who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. Like I mentioned the other night, Fir'aun, his incident comes throughout the Quran. And tonight also, several verses Allah Ta'ala spoke about Fir'aun. And Allah said, when Allah destroyed Fir'aun, what did he leave be? He left everything behind. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِن جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعِ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ. All the bounties and the pleasures of this world, the palaces, the rivers, the fruit, the orchards, the treasures, all that he possessed, he left every single thing behind. He took nothing with him. And when he left this world, when he died in such a despicable way, Allah says, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ مَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ. Fir'aun and his people, the skies did not cry for him and his people, nor did the earth. Ulama explained, when a pious person, when a lover of Allah, a friend of Allah passes away, then the skies begin to cry. The earth begins to cry on the demise of such a person. But when an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes away, then nobody cries for him. In fact, the people in the world, they get rahat from such a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ, that person who makes himself blind from the remembrance of Allah. In other words, he intentionally adopts a donkey attitude. He turns a blind eye to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we depute for him a shaitan. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. And this shaitan becomes his partner, his friend. Throughout his life in the world, Mufassirin say, on the day of Qiyamah, the shaitan is also with him. And both are thrown then into Jahannam together. Imagine having a companion as Shaitan. If somebody calls you a Shaitan, how angry you become. Would any person here in this gathering like to have a Shaitan friend? Here Allah says, if you turn a blind eye to the remembrance of Allah, to the teachings of Allah, to the Quran that Allah has revealed, to the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, we depute for him, we attach to him a qareen, a friend, a partner, who will always be with him. And what will the shaitan do? We're not talking of the big shaitan, Iblis. That's besides Iblis. This is a specific shaitan, a Satan who will be with him. And every time if he is encouraged towards a path of good and hidayat and good deeds, this shaitan will move him away from there. Allah save us, in today's time we have Satanism. And those youngsters who have been there, and then who reported what had transpired, Allah save all of us. That when they in that condition, when they're drugged, and when they are gone crazy with the music that is blasted there, they actually begin to worship Shaitan. So Shaitan becomes this person's bosom friend. And he will keep on misleading him, misleading him, misleading him. And therefore in the 19th para the other night we mentioned, that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will say, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Laqad adallani ani dhikri. The word dhikr comes again. Dhikr means Quran. Means following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The teachings of Allah, the commands of Allah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah keep us in good company. May Allah keep us in good company. And may Allah make us use the good company that we are in. I was reading a kitab this morning, and one buzurg asked another person, what are the signs of shaqawat? Shaqawat means misfortune. So he says, when a person is blessed with knowledge, but he is deprived of amal. The man has knowledge. He's got Quran, Hadith, Tafsir, Hadith. He knows everything. He knows Shariat. So on one hand, he's got a great favor. But what is the big misfortune in his life? That he's deprived of making amal, bringing that into practice. May Allah save us. And the second thing he says, a person has got amal in his life. He's practicing many good deeds and acts of virtue. But he is mahroom of ikhlas, sincerity. Got no sincerity. And the third one he mentioned is that a person has the suhbat of salihin walam yahtarimhum, but he does not show them their due respect. In other words, he does not benefit from their company. He's with them. How many of us have this great opportunity and had this opportunity of having great people with us? And then when they're gone, then we regret that if only we did this and only we spent our time like this with him, and we should have learned this and done this and done that. It's too late. So what a great misfortune it is. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from shaqawat. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. So these shayateen, they stop these people whose companions they have become now. They stop them from the straight path. And these people who have become the friends of these shayateen, they think that they are doing very good things. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they think that they are guided. Like I mentioned yesterday, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, when those people will get a shock to see the results that they failed. They thought they were doing very good in this world. And Shaitan is so shrewd and so cunning, he decorates and embellishes your action and makes you feel that you are doing very righteous deeds and pious deeds and you're doing the right thing. But when you come in front of Allah, you got naught. Hatta idha ja'ana. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, when this person, this insan and his shaitan, when they come to us, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينِ This insan will tell that shaitan now, I wish you are far away from me. The distance between two east, very, very far away. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينِ What an evil companion you are. وَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ Nothing will benefit you now. إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ Because you wronged yourselves. Now the fact that both of you are together in Jahannam is not going to avail you. It's not going to help you in any way. Like in the 13th para we discuss, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ Shaitan, in Jahannam he'll say, Yes, what Allah promised you was true, and I promised you and I lied to you. I went against all those things I promised. I was false to you. Don't blame me now, blame yourself. I didn't force you to follow me. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. There are two things we have to worry about, and the Quran talks about. Inna shaytana lakum aduhu mubeen. Shaitan is your open enemy. And the other one, afara'aita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa, which it came in tonight's tarawih as well. That person who takes his nafs, his desires, as his deity. فَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى Who is our ilah? Who is the person who we worship? Allah. Allah is our ilah. We say, لَا إِلَاهَ In other words, there is no other ilah إِلَّا اللَّهِ besides Allah. We don't worship any idols. We don't worship the sun, the moon, the stars, or anything. We don't worship shaitan. We only worship Allah. Allah is al-ma'bud al-haqiqi. Here Allah talks about that person who makes his desires his ilah. Ulama explain, making his desires his object of worship, meaning he obeys his nafs. He obeys his desires. He follows the dictates of his nafs. Whatever wrong things his nafs desires, he follows his nafs. He does not go against the dictates of his nafs. He does not suppress the desires of his nafs. He does not do what we call mujahada on his nafs. Now we have explained nafs in so many programs, so many majlises, but for the benefit of so many youngsters who are here, there are three stages of the nafs. The very first stage is nafs-e ammarah, where the nafs commands you. It prompts you only towards evil, only towards haram. It will entice you to look at some haram woman. It will take you towards zina. It will take you towards drinking. It will take you towards drugs. It will take you towards using vulgar language. It will take you towards anger. It will take you towards pride. So the nafs will prompt you towards evil all the time. Now what is important is to bring this nafs in control. So this requires some exertion on the nafs. And this is what we call mujahada. Where you exert yourself against the desire of your nafs. So then your nafs reaches a second stage. That it prompts you towards evil. But because you are bringing it under some control now, then you are able to scold your nafs and reproach it and stop it. So your nafs now also commands you sometimes towards evil, and sometimes your nafs stops you from the evil. It reminds you of Allah. Lawwama. It rebukes you. But still we have to go a stage further where we have complete control of this nafs. And there is nafsul mutma'inna. So in this stage is when the nafs is at a condition of ease. In other words, ease meaning you have got good control of the nafs. Where you know exactly all the tricks of the nafs. So before your nafs can trick you, you are well in guard. If I recall, I had given some examples. Youngsters, they like boxing and fighting. So it's like a boxing match between you and your nafs. The first round, the nafs is overpowering you. Gives you one uppercut and a left and a right, and you're down and you're floored. So you go back, second round, you're learning now the tricks of this nafs. So you're getting a few shots and you're trying to cover and defend yourself. Still, you haven't overpowered the nafs. So you go back, and each time you go to the corner and your trainer and the people come and they tell you, now you must be careful and do this and do that. So now you also learn the tricks of that opponent of yours. So you know, before he gives you a jab, you know how to defend. I don't know anything about boxing, but bobbing and weaving and things like that. But you become accustomed now to his ploys and his tricks and the way he is going to punch you. And at the same time, you're also gaining strength. Mentally, you're also preparing yourself. I got to knock him now. And then comes the time when you have full control and you give the nafs such a blow that you pin the nafs on the ground. Like a rider, first time a person rides a horse, what will happen? He's bound to fall from the horse. It's not possible he'll just ride and gallop away. He'll definitely fall. He will get hurt. Second time he's a little bit cautious and still he falls. But as he goes through a period of training, in anything in this world, you have to go through a process of training. Physically also, you've got to train. You want to become a doctor, you've got to go through a training. You become an alim, you also go through training. You become a teacher, you see, teacher's training course. In anything. And of course, you've got to train also by some person who is experienced. You can't just open the manual and start looking yourself. And this is the medicine for this, and this is what they give for that. Nobody will survive by you. Whoever comes to you will die. So you've got to go to some expert to train yourself. In the dunya, we see that we require experts to go and train so that we also become masters in that field. Why not for akhirat then? That is why we have to go to the ulama. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the ulama, people of knowledge, if you do not know. What is the masala for that? What is that? Especially the masail of the heart, islah of the heart. You and I will not know. Many times we have got some maladies of the heart, pride, or vanity. Or we got hasad, jealousy in us. And we are unaware that we have these bad traits in us. But a specialist will pick it up. And he will sense it. And he will be able to tell you, see, this what you are doing is not right because it seems that you are jealous about that particular person and jealousy will destroy all your amal. So what he is doing, he is rectifying you. He's correcting you. And this is the process of islah. So this nafs requires this islah. So when you learn by a person who is a master rider and he trains others to ride, finally you become an expert rider. And you also are able to ride and you take many others and you teach others also. But even if you are an expert, still you also have to be wary of your nafs. You still have to be wary of that horse, lest you fall from that horse. The only time we know that we are successful is when our eyes will close and Allah gives us Jannat. Right till then, our mashayikh and buzruk say that there is a perpetual combat between yourself and your nafs. Kabhi tu dabale, kabhi wo dabale. Sometimes you will be able to pin the nafs on the ground, sometimes the nafs gets you. If the nafs gets you, you make tawbah, istighfar, you turn to Allah, you cry, you repent, Allah forgives you. Allah gives you a strength, a batini strength, an internal strength, a spiritual strength, which we find the buzrugs have. The pious friends of Allah. Our focus in today's time is only physical strength. How much iron I can pump, and how many reps I can do, And how many bench press I do? But what about the batin? What about the inside? How well have I got control of my nafs? Or am I also obeying my nafs and following the dictates of my nafs and passions and desires? Women will preen themselves in front of the mirror. They'll take hours combing their hair and putting this makeup and that cosmetic and things like that. How often would that sister and mother think about putting that perfume on that nafs? That nafs which has a stenchy smell, that bad nafs. Nafs-e ammara, to make it mutma'inna. So this is the purpose of islah, tazkiyah, of making safai of this heart, of purifying this heart. Allah spoke about Fir'aun, and because of his pride and arrogance, it led to his destruction. In the last verse, Allah says, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All greatness only belongs to Allah. Whether it is greatness, loftiness in the sky or in the earth. And in tonight's one of the verses we heard, وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. Allah is the deity only worthy of being worshipped in the sky, earth, wherever it may be. So all loftiness belongs only to Allah. And that is why we make sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the most closest position a banda reaches Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because we are showing that we are nothing. And it is only Allah who is Malik. Allah is the master. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on these beautiful teachings and these beautiful verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jannat, Allah talks about Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. And just before that, friends, yawma idhin, on that day of Qiyamah, will be enemy. In dunya, your bosom friend, he's my best friend, I can't do without him. But on the day of Qiyamah, if that person was not a pious friend, if he was not a good friend, then you will hate him on the day of Qiyamah. That's why Allah says, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُونَ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Beside the righteous. That is why all the mashayikh who come here, and when they give us a bayan, what do they say? يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O believers, fear Allah, be with the righteous, be with the pious, be with the muttaqeen. Whole Ramadan we have taqwa. What is the simple meaning of taqwa? Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we bring that into our life. Whatever Allah has prohibited us from, we refrain from all those things. That is taqwa. Taqwa does not mean that a person only reads salat and tahajjud and dhikr. No. There's only one side of taqwa. Taqwa also demands that Allah says, don't look at that woman. She is not lawful for you. It is haram to cast that lustful glance at her. It is not permissible for you to be alone with that na-mahram woman. You should not be traveling with that na-mahram woman. You should not be making ghibat. You should not be lying. You should not be cheating. You should not be getting involved in fraud. All these things Allah has made haram. So we also refrain from all these prohibitions. Then a person has taqwa. And so in the month of Ramadan, what we did? We exercised this taqwa. We brought it into our life. Because Allah made it such that during the day, whilst we were fasting, things which were permissible under normal circumstances, that to Allah said you cannot use, you cannot eat, you cannot partake of, you cannot indulge in. Normally, to drink water, is it haram? No. But whilst fasting, Allah says, no, you cannot drink water. So something which is permissible also, if we were able to refrain from it, then obviously it becomes more easy than to refrain from something which is totally haram. Now, if we can understand this lesson and bring it into our lives, then we have achieved something in this whole month of Ramadan. Then this whole purpose of tarbiyat, islah, rectification, tazkiyah that took place in the whole month of Ramadan, then we can say, inshallah, we have hope. You can never claim. Nobody can say he's muttaqi. No person. Nobody can say he's muttaqi. Only Allah knows who's got taqwa. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. Only Allah knows who's got taqwa. But at least we know we are going in the right direction. At least we know that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me. And this is the right direction I'm going towards. And believe me, that once a person takes this path, initially, the first 2 days of Ramadan, let us be honest, it was difficult because we're not used to keeping a roza. So stomach gets some rumbling sounds, get a bit hungry, you ask your mother or the wife 10 times, what you got for iftar? But towards the end of Ramadan, it has become a habit. In fact, on the day of Eid, when you are not supposed to fast, you're supposed to eat, so many times you go to eat and you think you're supposed to be fasting, and then you realize it's Eid day. Why? Because you have become accustomed to this practice. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq and hidayah to bring true taqwa in our lives. And to make islah of our lives. To make islah of the soul. Shaitan and nafs in the ash'ar we should hear in the dhikr. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne hai kiya mujhko tabah. Munajat, oh Allah, nafs and shaitan, both have come together, Hazrat Rahman to say, both have ganged together. And they are destroying me, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, chahta hu main teri pana. Oh Allah, I am seeking your refuge, your assistance. Wa ma ubarri'u nafsi. Nobody can say he is free from the tricks of his nafs. Why? Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. As I mentioned, the nafs prompts a person towards evil. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except that person whom Allah showers His special mercy upon. If Allah's mercy is with you, then this path of taqwa becomes not just easy, but it becomes enjoyable. It becomes enjoyable. A youngster might think, oh, now it's so difficult, I have to give up this, give up that, give up so many things. In i'tikaf, have you brought your TV along? Let's hope nobody got some portable TV. Today's time, you got the cell phone, you got everything. That is why I mentioned, I think about 100 times, no cell phones. But you cannot bring all your things that normally would invite you towards sin. You can't bring it to the masjid. If a person listens to music normally, now you're in i'tikaf, have you brought your music inside? No. Have you brought all the pornographic material? No. Those haram magazines and pictures that you were watching, have you brought? No. So you restricted yourself in a good environment. And that is the whole thing in this dunya. And you're doing it for who? For the sake of Allah. If anybody else told us, then we wouldn't bother. Here it is Allah's command. And because Allah is commanding us, therefore, we take great pleasure in bringing it into our lives. So mashayikh say, that this road towards Allah does not only become asan, but it becomes mazedar. It becomes enjoyable. It becomes full of enjoyment. Every day you are getting closer and closer to who? To Allah, not to shaitan. If you're getting closer and closer to shaitan, wallah, then your life is becoming more and more and more miserable. Those youngsters who I met and who came and cried and said whatever had happened. Each one, after they just came for one zikr majlis, of course not necessarily my majlis, one zikr majlis, and when they spoke about whatever had happened in their life, I asked them, be honest, while sitting now for zikr, tell me how did you feel? I said, it felt very nice. When I told them, go and cry and make sajda and tell me, they said it was amazing, something which we cannot describe. Why? Because you are becoming, making your life in obedience to Allah, in the ta'at of Allah. So obviously Allah is so kind, Allah is so loving. If you are coming close to Allah, the hadith says you take a step towards Allah, one handspan like this. Allah comes in arm length. And if you come in arms, Allah comes two arms length. If you come walking, Allah comes running to you. Of course, Allah is free from running, etc. It means Allah's special mercy comes flooding, cascading upon you. And Allah makes the road towards Him easy for you. So if you're going to take the right step, then Allah is going to give you some type of happiness which you can never describe to any other person. This is the sweetness of Iman that we hear of. This is the sweetness of Iman. Iman has some taste in it. But that person who hasn't tasted the sweetness of Iman, how is he going to explain to somebody else? Mashayikh talk about istilzadu ta'at. People know what ladzat means, taste, sweetness. Where the ibadat of Allah, there is sweetness in it. Hazrat Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullahi, when he used to say, when I make sajda, I can feel that Allah is showering me with His love. I can feel such attachment and connection. I'm going crazy in my love with Allah in sajda. Two sahaba, they were deputed by Rasulullah SAW to guard the Muslim army. Abbad bin Bishr rahmatullah and Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala. So the Muslim army were resting at night and they were told to just guard them in case some enemy comes. So two of them, they said, what are we going to do whole night? Both of us staying awake. Okay, let's share. Half the night I'll stay awake, half the night you stay. He said, very good. So the one sahabi went to rest. And the other sahabi is awake. So while he's awake, he thought, let me just read two rakat salat. So he started his two rakat salat. He read Surah Fatiha. And he started reciting Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. The other sahabi is lying down, is fast asleep. Now, while he is engaged in salat, he is enjoying every word that he is reading. And he is pondering over the meaning. And he has got his, so in such deep concentration, and he is in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while he is busy reading, an enemy comes and sees this. So he shoots an arrow and it strikes him. This sahabi does not break that salat. A second arrow strikes him. Still he does not terminate. He still continues reciting like how he was reading. Until a third arrow shoots him and then he begins to bleed and he falls forward and then his friend sees him. He wakes up and he sees him in that condition. And the enemy runs away. So the friend asks him, why didn't you stop? Why did you carry on? He says, Wallah, I commence such a surah. Ma ahbabtu an aqta'aha. I did not wish to just stop it and break it. I was enjoying it. Now can we imagine this? Can we imagine that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the only time they could remove the spear, the arrow from his leg, is whilst he was engaged in salat. What type of concentration? This is not just a normal concept. This is gone in the deep thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were enjoying talking to Allah. They enjoyed the ibadat. Now why is it we don't enjoy our ibadat? Let's be honest. We just wish to quickly finish our salat and we are gone. Do we ever prolong our sajda, prolong our ruku? If the imam said a little bit longer something, what happened today? You see, where is our heart going towards? Sahaba, they would like that Nabi Akram somebody longer. This is the difference between us. And all this is because there is not much effort made on our iman. And effort on our heart. So we have to make effort on our iman. Rekindle, renew our iman all the time. And that is why we have to keep on giving da'wat towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single day. We have to remind ourselves about the greatness of Allah, the love of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the qudrat of Allah. When you talk about the greatness of Allah again and again, then you will actually realize, my Allah is so great. And you talk about the kind favors of Allah, you realize, my Allah is so kind. Then you will begin to love Allah. And there is no limit for this love. Ishq ki koi manzil nahi. There is no limit. Different mashayikh and different friends of Allah, the levels of their love with Allah varies. The love that Rasulullah had was in the highest of levels. He was Habibullah. May Allah Ta'ala give us this true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to bring into amal, into our lives. This is what we require now. To bring all these bayans, waaz, nasihat, books that we read, good Islamic literature. We listen to series, bayans, so many things. It's time that now we sat, introspected our lives, put a tick, I got this right, I got this wrong, I need to rectify, I need to sort this out in my life. Take a stock of ourselves. Otherwise we'll keep on hearing, but we will never progress. We will find that 10 years ago and 10 years later, I'm still in the same position. The condition of my namaz is still the same. The condition of my roza is still the same. The condition of my taqwa, if it hasn't gone bad, worse, is still the same. I'm still cheating, I'm still speaking lies. I'm still casting lustful glances at women. I'm still drinking, I'm still whining, I'm still dining, I'm still partying, I'm still... It has to be a time, I say, enough of all this. And now let me enjoy a pure life. And all my youngsters, believe me, don't think that you need to enjoy, in inverted commas, life now. And when you grow old, then you can become pious. Allah knows best. We see today so many, a youngster, he loses his life, even if before becoming baligh also. He doesn't even see old age. And if you do not spend your time right correctly now, in your youth, when you become old, feeble, weak, ill health, in Arabic there's a statement, لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ. I mentioned the adid, لَيْتَ and لَعَلَّ. Later is when you hope for something which is impossible. A man who's 80 years old now, he says, I wish I was a young guy. I wish I was a youngster. That wish cannot come true now. It's impossible. You're old. You pass the stage. Why will he wish to be, he was young? He'll have the energy. He'll be able to do more work for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned the adri, among the seven people mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who'll be given shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillahi azza wa ta'ala. That youngster who grew up in the ibadat of Allah, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that youngster who is obedient to Allah. Before becoming baligh, he's already obeying Allah. Before becoming baligh, he's already tahajjud guzar. Before becoming baligh, he's already five time namazi. He becomes baligh in the condition that he's a friend of Allah. What a pure life he will have. What a pure life. Why choose and go deliberately for that way and that road where we taint and blemish our lives and our heart and ruin ourselves, and then when all the damage is done, then we go for panel beating. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. For those of us who are old, there's nothing to regret. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah is ghafoor raheem. All the sayyiat, if we make sincere tawbah, Allah transform that into hasanat. But we have to be sincere. And we have to make up our minds that now I need to become a friend of Allah. Nothing else. Now we have gone one step higher. Now I need to become a lover of Allah. A true friend of Allah. I must become a role model for others to follow and see the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must become a means of thousands and billions of people reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must not become a means of taking billions of people towards Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll just make short zikr inshallah and dua. And there will only be this session here tonight. There won't be another session. Inshallah, after this next session, small break, and then I would like to meet only those who are sitting for i'tikaf, especially our youngsters who are sitting for i'tikaf. If they've got any questions, anything that's bothering them, whatever it is, we can sit inshallah and discuss those things inshallah. Is that the Rosh Sharif? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله forgive us all our sins my Allah. Make all of us muttaqeen my Allah. يا الله make us all muttaqeen يا الله. يا الله give us taqwa my Allah. Make us enjoy the thamara, the fruits of taqwa my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin we committed, my Allah, from the time we became baligh, my Allah, right till this very day, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen that we come on the day of Qiyamah with registers only of bad deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become clogged with sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become blind to the truth, my Allah. Ya Allah, open our eyes towards the truth, my Allah. Ya Allah, make truth and haq penetrate the deep recesses of our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change us, my Allah. You help us to change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us come closer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rahman. Ya Allah, we want to become close to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your true lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all those things that will anger you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us do all those things that will make you happy and pleased with us, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Ya Allah, we are asking you for your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, if you become happy with us, my Allah, then we are successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, but if you are naraz with us, if you are displeased with us, if you are angry and disappointed with us, my Allah, then we have failed, my Allah. And that will be the greatest loss for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with good life, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy all the ni'mas of this world, ya Allah. And help us to make shukr and appreciate all these ni'mas that you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us reach you, ya Allah, through the road of shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, ya Allah. Bless us with salamati, hifazat, izzat, honor, dignity, respect, my Allah. Don't make us zaleel, my Allah. Don't humiliate us, my Allah. Don't embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, cover our faults, my Allah. Cover our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us strength, my Allah. Give us ruhani quwwat, my Allah. Give us imani quwwat, my Allah. Ya Allah, increase our knowledge for deed, my Allah. Increase the zeal we have for deed, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making amal, my Allah. And give us ikhlas with that amal, my Allah. And make it be maqbool in your eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, my Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of your deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all these youth who are here, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have made a sacrifice, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide them, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Give them knowledge of Quran and Hadith, ya Allah. True and correct knowledge of Quran and Hadith, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Make them beacons of Hidayat, my Allah. Protect them from rave clubs, my Allah. Protect them from zina and riba, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from drugs and alcohol, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. Our young sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a chaste and pure life, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are of marriageable age, ya Allah, so many youngsters, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are looking for suitable partners, my Allah. You provide for them, ya Allah, partners who will be the most appropriate for them, ya Allah. Bless them with pious partners, my Allah. And ya Allah, give them a life full of bliss and happiness, my Allah. A bliss of taqwa. A bliss, a happiness, a life of bliss and happiness and taqwa, my Allah. A life of your obedience, my Allah. And obedience and ita'at of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless them with pious children then, my Allah. And they make their children become the coolness of the eyes. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are married, my Allah, and they have got no children, my Allah. Ya Allah, in tonight's Tarawih we heard, my Allah, that you give whoever you wish, Ya Allah, a son or a daughter, Ya Allah, or even both, and so many, you do not bless them with any children. It is your wish, your desire, your hukam. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we accept your hukam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you have asked us, my Allah, whatever we require, we should make dua. Ya Allah, those who don't have children, my Allah, bless them with pious children, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with pious children, my Allah. And those who have children, make their children become nek and salih, my Allah. Make their children become the coolness of their eyes, that when they see their children, they must become happy. It must become their eyes' delight, my Allah. It must not become an eyesore to them, my Allah. Don't let the parents see their children in haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, it becomes so difficult for that mother to see her son taking drugs and coming back home drunk at night. Ya Allah, that poor mother goes through great difficulty. The child does not understand what his mother goes through. Ya Allah, help us to change our condition, my Allah. Change the condition of our youth, my Allah. Those who have gone astray, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Those who are on Sirat al-Mustaqim, keep them on Sirat al-Mustaqim. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Ya Allah, after you have given us hidayat, don't snatch away hidayat from us, my Allah. Don't take away iman away from us. Ya Allah, don't make filthy thoughts come into our mind, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us think of haram. Don't make us fantasize about haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make good thoughts come into our mind. Protect us from waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. Ya Allah, protect us from waswasa, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from wrong ideologies, my Allah. And wrong thinking, my Allah. Make us have a strong iman and aqeedah, my Allah. Because have the correct iman in aqeedah, my Allah. The correct belief system, my Allah. Don't make us become deviated, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Don't make us become leaders of people who'll make people go astray. Ya Allah, don't make us be dhalin and mudilin. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us make others come onto the path of hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us become leaders who will mislead others, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, my Allah. The month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, is now at its tail end, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan will just now disappear, my Allah. And then we will cry and lament, my Allah. Before that time comes, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we will feel so sad when Ramadan goes away. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every wrong we have done. Ya Allah, we have committed mountains of sins, so many sins, that we have even forgotten the sins that we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are well aware of all the wrongs we have done. Don't take us to task on the day of Qiyamah for any sin. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَاعْفُ عَنَّا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا. Ya Allah, you are our Malik, you are our Master, you are our Protector, you are our Friend. فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we do not know when Dajjal will emerge. Protect us if we are living, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Make hifazat of our nasal, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. Make us be with the righteous ones, my Allah. Protect us from all the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially our brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Iraq, Ya Allah, in so many other countries, my Allah, where there is only war taking place. Ya Allah, change the condition. Make there be peace prevailing through the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Make there be aman and aman, my Allah. Make there be salamati, my Allah, in Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam. Make them come enter the fold of Islam. Ya Allah, make them understand that Islam is not a religion of terrorism. Islam does not preach killing. Islam teaches peace, unity, love, muhabbat. Ya Allah, give us true Islam in our lives. Give us true akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we speak, make us speak like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our movements, our actions, Ya Allah, make it be in conformance to the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, and our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah, and our brothers who are listening at home, my Allah, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands again tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you for your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you for your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat, my Allah. We have got so many taqazas, my Allah. We have got so many desires, my Allah. We have got so many needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so many problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so many worries, my Allah. Ya Allah, dispel and remove all the worries that we have of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become sufficient for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become kafi for us, my Allah. You are ash-shafi, you are kafi, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah. So many have lost their parents, grandparents, close ones. Ya Allah, their children, their wives, their husbands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them sabri jameel and give their family members who have the deceased ones, give them jannatul firdaus. If any one of them is suffering any type of azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, then tonight we have raised our hands, my Allah. Remove that azab from the deceased person, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, our asatiza, our mashayikh. Ya Allah, our apas who taught us alif ba. Our hifz ustad who taught us Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, asatiza who taught us Quran in hadith, my Allah. Our mashayikh, Ya Allah, who helped us to change our lives, my Allah. Those who have passed on, my Allah, give them the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Those who are still living, my Allah, help us to honor them, Ya Allah. Help us to respect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to serve them if they are living, my Allah. Help us to become obedient to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they have passed on, my Allah, give them the highest of stages in Jannat, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy Quthur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, make our sustenance become asan for us, my Allah. Don't make us have to work hard and slog, my Allah, and run from pillar to post, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us. Those who are in debts, financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Make it be easy for them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim, Ya Allah. Do not make us mahroom of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Even though tonight may not be an odd night, my Allah. You alone know best whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not. If it is Laylatul Qadr, bless us with Laylatul Qadr. If it is not, whenever Laylatul Qadr falls, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, this year don't deprive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need abundant reward, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need maghfirat, we need rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give it to us, my Allah. We are making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have given us thus far. You have given us such a beautiful Ramadan. Make us see the end of Ramadan even better than the beginning, my Allah. Full of your ma'iyati khasa, full of your nusrat, full of your barakat. Ya Allah, full of your pleasure. Make us enjoy that ecstasy in our heart, Ya Allah. Make us feel nice, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that sila and bond with you, my Allah. Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, Ya Allah. Dawat al-tabliqi, manhaj qabool farma. Mashayikh in the khankas, Ya Allah, accept the efforts in Darul Makatib, Hibs classes, different organizations, give them all ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.